Do 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 Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving week.
Yay.
To those who celebrate.
Gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble turkey and stuffing.
Little gobble bit of gobble. Sauce. What's that Adam Sandler song? He's a gobble gobble gee. Gobble gobble goo.
Something.
I got turkey just for you. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know all the I don't know the Adam Sandler songs as well as I should know them. Mm. That's hand up, that's on me.
That's just because that's the only Thanksgiving song that I know.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I don't know very many either, / I don't think there are any. But yeah, good week, exciting weekend.
Yeah.
Back in the swing of things, a short week. Nothing better than a short week.
Hell
nothing
yeah.
Nothing better.
Thank God. Yeah, no Thursday episode, by the way.
No Thursday episode, yes. Yeah. Just enjoy the time.
Enjoy your family.
Enjoy your family.
Or your friends.
Your friends or yourself. Whatever you're doing, enjoy. Enjoy the time.
Your pets.
Mm-hmm.
Your
dreams
whatever.
And aspirations.
Yeah, exactly. Your manifestations.
Whatever you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Just be thankful for it on your own.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Without us. But we had a very eventful weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Both. We did. So did Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So did the Kelsys. So did... I don't know. Everybody on earth, it seems, was just getting
really
a lot of stuff off their chest
since
we last talked to you guys last week. But let's start out with the concert because, of course, we are counting down. We now only have 3 shows left. It makes me sick to my fucking stomach.
Sick to my stomach.
I honestly can't even keep, like, you know, we're counting down in the same way, too. And Taylor keeps saying, like, fun fact, only XYZ shows. Like, girl, that's not fun.
Have you ever learned what a fun fact is?
She doesn't know, clearly. And so we need to let her know that it's not fun. We're all dreading it.
Yeah.
Although we are excited for her, you know, to be over soon. Adele said over the weekend, she was like, is that tour still going on? She needs a break. Like,
yeah.
She needs a well-deserved rest. And Adele is right in that. So, you know, we'll look forward to her getting her own rest. But in the meantime, she's setting the stage on fire with her surprise song Piano. And she is also just generally being unhinged during the shows.
Yeah.
She's crying in the middle of shows now. She's being emotional. Like, we're all
bringing
so
back
emotional.
Old outfits.
So. All from early days.
Yeah. Only 3 shows left. So you guys really, this is crunch time for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to pull the plug or pull, just do the last minute decision.
Yep,
it's
yep, yep.
Only 3 shows left. F it. You only got one life to live.
Mm-hmm.
Game
YOLO.
Time is the place to go for tickets, especially for Taylor Swift and these last Vancouver shows. Mm-hmm. You guys know that we love Game Time so much. They sent us to Miami, which was so amazing.
We love them forever for that.
And they are the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT Pick setting at the top of the screen, mm-hmm. or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on the Game Time app homepage. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH
mm-hmm.
for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Yes, we know that there have been many a Swiftie that's been able to attend these last few shows via Game Time. And so, we just want the best for everybody. We want everybody to be able to go see these shows, experience this night. It's just, it's unlike anything we've ever, ever seen, experienced, been to, you know, all the above and I'm going to be, I don't know. What are we going to do when it's over, G? Like, what are we going to do? Like, I know we
I don't
talk about
even
it every
know.
Week, but
like,
what the fuck?
I don't know. I just feel like my weekends are going to be so boring.
So boring.
Especially with the winter coming, like.
Completely. What,
I'm just
going to
be a like shell of a human.
She's kind of like ditching us at the worst time. You
I know.
What I mean? It's like right before Christmas. Like, sure, yes, we'll go into the holidays, whatever. But what happens when January strikes? It's like. You know, it
that
better be Rep TV.
Seasonal depression hits.
Yeah,
right.
Depression, it better just be Rep TV.
Right. Because if it's Rep TV, then we're going to be fucking. Party in the streets. Yes.
Speaking of, I've got my. We'll talk.
Good
about
quality sweater.
Good quality sweater. It's a good. So if anybody's worried about the rep sweater, from the merch store. It's fine. It's great. It's
comfortable. Very
it's
cute. Fine.
I said I was hot. Traveling here, I got really hot. It, you know, not breathable at all, but what sweater is. Yeah. So, but it's fabulous.
It looks like a normal,
looks like a regular ass sweater, right?
Yeah. And I love merch like that. I love merch
that
I
either got a large or an extra large. Like, it's big because I wanted it to be big, and I'm glad that it is. Like, it's long.
Really? Yeah. It doesn't, I think, was it cropped? Maybe?
I thought it was, which is why I, here, let me look and see exactly what size. I thought it was, so that's why I got a huge size. And
I don't love a cropped sweater.
Neither do I. Nothing that, like,
I don't really cropped anything.
Oh, it's
honestly
a large. Okay, so this is, it's a large, and it goes, you know, it covers my waist. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I've got low pants on, and it's covering me. Thank God.
Very
cute. But yes, but no, the concerts, the last three shows in Toronto were, you know, to quote the Toronto Swifties who felt like we weren't giving them enough attention, Taylor was having a lot of fun.
She was excited.
She was excited.
Breaking news, guys.
She was excited. She was excited. And she was having a lot of fun out there. But she really was, like, because of those comments, I obviously was, like, paying closer attention, just generally speaking. And she was. She was, like, you know, one of the 22 hat girls. She's cracking up.
Yeah, yeah.
She's having a good time. She's dancing around. She's, you know, getting emotional.
Yeah, that was really, really
sad. Was that Saturday's show?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. So Saturday's show.
Or was it the, I think it was the first show, was it not?
Was it?
I think, because everyone's like, oh my God, it's the first show and she's already so upset.
Right, okay. So
I think. You're
right.
I could be wrong.
Whatever day she wore the red
Folkmore
dress.
Yeah, the Barry one.
The Barry one.
Yeah.
Was when she did Champagne Problems. And then, you know, when she usually takes a moment to, you know, listen to the crowd cheering and takes her in-ears out and all that stuff. But she got so emotional she could barely get through the conversation. She was, like, you know, thanking her team and everybody
and
else.
The crew.
And she's laughing, being like, it's not even the last show. Like,
yeah, she's like, I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Like, it's crazy.
It has to be so overwhelming. Like, ugh. Because there's a finite number of shows left. And for her, it's, I think I read it's in total 164 shows.
Crazy.
Something. So many shows.
Yeah.
So many times to do that same routine, all the practice, like, whatever. Like, she's gonna be doing it in her sleep, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think Taylor Swift could do that whole routine in her sleep. Like, if she was, like, you know, or she was, like, drunk or something, like, I think she could just do the whole thing flat out.
Totally.
Like, just be, just,
it's like muscle memory at this point, I feel like. Yeah,
completely, which I think is so cool. But so members, people that showed up, Andrea Swift, obviously, is always there. Faith Hill was in attendance. So was Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister
of
Canada.
He got a lot of backlash for being there.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I think Canada's under some turmoil right now.
They don't really know.
Right, I don't know if they like him right now. So I think people are like, hey, he's at the Eras Tour when, like, Canada is not okay.
Oh, shit.
But, like, God forbid someone tries to have a fun night out.
He was, like,
he's, like, trading braces. And also people are giving him shit. They're like, oh, Justin Trudeau's, like, trading braces with 12-year-old girls. Like, so creepy. Blah, blah, blah.
That's not creepy.
He's just being, like, a normal, nice guy.
Also, he's a public figure. He's
and if he said no,
he's a shaking hands and kissing babies kind of guy.
If he said no to the 12-year-old girls, people would be like, Justin Trudeau's such a dick. He hates little girls.
But also, you trade bracelets with everyone. Like, I saw plenty of videos of girls, like, adult-age women trading bracelets with him.
I'm
like,
a 25-year-old girl, and I trade bracelets with Hoda.
Exactly. Like, what's wrong with that? And you were trading bracelets with
really
little
excited.
Girls as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and all the, everybody's trading bracelets with kids. Like,
the whole reason
the
Eras Tour
is a safe space. Like, the Eras Tour, you know,
like, it kind of is for the kids.
I say it's for the kids. I don't think there's perverts around, really. Like, it's
I would hope not. Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think Justin Trudeau is a pervert. So I think it's fine.
No perverts are allowed at the Eras Tour.
No perverts allowed at the Eras
Tour. So, yeah, no, I don't understand. I think just because he's a political figure, like, obviously every time a political figure does something, it's always, like, a little polarizing. So I just felt like he was getting a lot of unnecessary hate for just enjoying a night out.
I agree.
Brooke Shields was also there.
Brooke Shields,
and
gorgeous.
She was looking fabulous.
So beautiful.
To me, she is always Miley Stewart's mom.
Oh my God, honestly? Yeah. That's so
literally
fair.
Always.
That's so fair. That's hilarious.
But they were recording or filming Brooke and Andrea together dancing in the VIP area.
Yeah.
So
there's whatever they're filming, whatever they're getting footage for, they really are getting footage everywhere.
Yeah.
And kind of leaning into that. It seems as if they're trying to get as many people that are close to Taylor in her life on camera as they can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, rounding out the Kelsey family, Ed Kelsey appeared
at
the show. Ed Kelsey went in a suit.
Oh,
and
he
slick
looked
back
so
hair,
handsome.
And it was the sweetest thing.
Did you
I've
see
ever seen.
The video of him?
No.
Some
no.
girl's like, Ed, Ed, like trying to get his attention. He comes over. He goes, what do you want? I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, I didn't
it's
see
such
that.
A classic. I think he also, he's like hard of hearing. So like he kept saying like,
sure.
What do you say? What do you say? But he just walks up. He goes, what do you want? She's like, I want to try braces. He was obviously so nice. But
yeah,
like,
no, of course.
It's such a, that's exactly how I would think.
That's
that
his like
Ed
temperament.
Would,
yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. He's just that kind of, he's
like,
so rah,
funny.
Rah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The way that Travis and Jason do their impression of him
yes.
is so like obviously on the nose because they're his children, but he really has that just like that he's just kind of he seems like a grumpy old man, but like he obviously is not at all because he's
yeah.
like at the concert having so much fun, but like
right. he's just he's like a Philly
he,
guy
yeah
you
yeah
know?
He
right?
just
yeah,
no,
yeah.
He's,
or no sorry
no, he's
from
Ohio
Ohio
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
sorry
but yeah, no, I just thought that was so funny. And he was trading bracelets for everyone. He had the bracelets up the
oh, yeah.
arms,
oh, yeah.
probably cutting off his circulation.
He also, too, is probably someone who, like, he goes to the Eras Tour and he doesn't think anybody there is going to know who he is.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean? Like, he's like, oh, I don't. Like, why would they know who I am? And it's like, yeah, everyone yeah. in the building is like, Ed Kelsey, yeah. like, can't believe he's here. Like, you know, whatever. But people were saying that it's a big deal that he went because he doesn't like to travel. And apparently he doesn't like getting dressed up and all these things he doesn't like doing. But he
yeah,
did them all for
right.
Taylor and he's at
wow,
the Eras Tour,
that's so,
so
sweet.
Really sweet.
Very cute.
I think just a kind thing. I wonder if he had a good time. I assume so.
I would assume so. Yeah, totally. I feel
yeah.
like it's hard not to have a good time. And like,
totally.
Clearly he's been to a show before. Right? Or has he not?
I don't think so. I think this was his first show because I also thought that at first because I was like, Donna's only been to one. Donna was at our show, Miami
right.
at one. And I, Ed wouldn't have been to a show before Donna.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Do you smell gasoline?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, like bad.
Like a lot, right?
Yeah.
And we're back. Ooh, since you
if we pass out from
yeah, yeah.
gas inhalation
noxious
mid-show,
fumes.
Yeah,
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 you know
we
you
risk
know
our lives
happened.
For you guys. Okay,
yeah. I brush my hair and put lip gloss on in the meantime, so I look a little better than I did a second ago.
Fuck, I should have done that.
I know. I was like at my desk passing time. But anyway, back to Ed Kelsey. So like we were saying, it's kind of a big feat for him to travel to this.
Yeah.
Definitely is. I in the meantime looked up. People were saying it was his first show. Mm. But I just think it's I think, you know, it
you had
is,
to get out there one time.
Had to
you
get
know?
Out there
yeah.
at least one time. I also think too that the Kelseys, in addition to the Swift family, they're supportive family units. They show up for their family, you know, rain or shine, thick and thin,
yeah.
whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just a great example. And Ed is no exception. Like Ed is not. Just because he's, you know, just because he and Don aren't together doesn't mean he can't come and support.
No, totally,
Travis's
totally.
Girl.
I think the dynamic. It's so interesting to
yeah.
this day about the dynamic between Taylor's parents and
mm-hmm.
Travis's parents and how they're so similar
so
about
similar.
How they're divorced,
yeah.
but they still like are like very. They get along well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they seem
still
to be
do
very
events
good friends.
Together.
Yeah.
yeah, like they can be in the same room. Like
mm-hmm.
a lot of my friends' parents who are divorced, like. Could never ever be
know.
In the same room like that.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe
anyone's...
if their daughter became a fucking
maybe,
national
yeah.
superstar, they
if
could.
There's something bigger
yeah.
than them. But
yeah.
I don't know any of my friends' parents who were divorced who were ever amicable. Like,
no,
like,
I know.
Ever.
I know. Yeah.
And maybe that's just, you know, depends on how old you are or whatever. But I think, yeah, I think when your kids are doing something bigger than yourselves and making millions and millions of dollars, it's like, all right, we can set aside our squabble.
Yeah, yeah.
For you.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So,
totally.
So, yeah, it's exciting stuff. But we loved Ed being there. The concert itself was, like we said, super fun.
Should we break down the surprise songs?
Yes, let's do that.
Night one was Mr. Perfectly Fine mashed up with Better Than Revenge.
The Joe Jonas mashup.
Yep, the Joe Jonas, mm-hmm. Your Next mashup.
I saw your sister was loving that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder
you're
if...
You're a big Joe Bro stan as well. Are you as big as Francesca?
Not as
not?
Big
yeah,
as Francesca. Okay. And honestly, during the whole Sophie Turner stuff, it kind of
so
put a bad taste
true.
In my mouth with Joe. Like, I was like, I have a feeling this is a Joe issue, not a Sophie issue.
That is so true. Yep, I forgot all about
that. Yeah, so that kind of, I was like, eh, but I still like the Jonas Brothers a lot, and I think Joe is so hot. Nick is.
Yeah, Joe's the hottest one.
For sure.
I think, but I think that was funny. Nick is, and Nick has the best body for sure. He's also the funniest. I think Nick is the funniest.
Oh, Joe, like, I think Joe is the funniest.
Oh, no. Nick on Scream Queens is like.
That's true. He's a good actor. Yeah,
he's a good actor. He's just very funny.
He's funny in Jumanji, too.
Yeah. Love him.
I wonder if, like, Sophie, like, was like, can you just throw this in there? He's being really fucking annoying with the kids or something.
Yeah, exactly. right.
Like, God, he forgot to drop them off at daycare. Like, he's, fuck him.
Always.
And then on the piano was amazing. State of Grace and Labyrinth, which is so
good.
A
really
good
mashup.
Really
that
good.
I would never have considered. And I said this, it made me like State of Grace more.
Oh, love State of Grace. That's my favorite song off Red by far.
I don't care for it either way. Like, I don't know all the words, you know? Mm. Like, it's one of those songs where I don't know the words to it, but I know it once a chorus picks up.
Yeah,
like, oh, yeah, I know the song. But it made me like that more because mashup with Labyrinth is just a really good mashup.
Like, this is a state of grace. Mm-hmm. I'm falling in love.
Yeah.
So cute.
I love it.
Really so
that.
Cute.
I love that. Okay, so now let's go to Friday.
Then Friday was very interesting. Ours and the Last Great American Dynasty.
Interesting combo.
Yeah.
And not one that I would have ever put together.
Mm-mm.
I also am, you know, thinking about it and still kind of wondering if they make sense together. Like, reading it out loud. Like
what we have is ours, like with Rebecca Harkness, kind of like everything kind of like her life was so put out there. But at the end of the day, like her story is hers. Like, I don't know.
I guess. I might have to dive deeper into the meaning of that. But nobody cared about that once the piano mashup.
Well, before we get
play.
To the piano, I just want to say one fun fact.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Tolerate It is the only song she hasn't done that was on the set list that was removed as a surprise song, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a... No, I would love that on piano.
Oh,
I would love it on piano.
Yeah, totally. And then...
Maybe she just doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's not feeling Tolerate It.
I don't blame her. But I mean, like, can you say she's feeling...
So true.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's like a dumb cop-out, but yeah.
But so then on the piano, night two was Cassandra mashed up with Mad Woman, mashed up with I Did Something Bad.
So
I have chills
even thinking about it. The probably the most anticipated mashup of the tour
so far.
I Did Something Bad was just like an extra sprinkle of flavor in there. But Cassandra and Mad Woman is something that people have been screaming for months.
I feel like I see it on my Twitter every day.
Same. And it makes a ton of sense to have those two mesh up together because Cassandra, you know, despite the fact that we dismissed it so easily in our first listen.
I know.
Is one of those songs that when you listen to it, you feel for Taylor and what she went through when it came to like not being believed with when she was getting screwed over with all of the Scooter stuff or the Scott stuff or everything that was going on in her life, but also too when she, you know, the Kim stuff, the Kanye stuff, like just not being believed when trying to warn the people of something bad happening.
Yeah.
And so that song with Mad Woman, which is like, you know, you made her like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing, no one likes a mad woman, all those things. And I think that like that feeling, it's the same energy.
Yeah, totally.
Songs.
It's like the, like feminine rage, just like
female rage in musical.
Yeah, exactly. Just feeling like you're trying to speak and no words. It's like no words are coming out almost. Like
no, it's the worst. Well, no, it's not even that words aren't coming out. It's just people aren't listening. No one's listening.
Exactly.
You might as well be silent because
it's
like no one fucking hears what you're saying. Nothing drives me, Gia. This is separately, and this is like a total personal thing. Nothing drives me more insane than when we're in a group of people and I'm talking and I'm saying something and then I look around, not a single person has listened. Everyone is self-involved with whatever, either their own conversation or they're just not listening.
Yeah.
And then like either the person right next to me or across to me or something, always a guy, say the exact same fucking thing and it'll turn into a call. And I'll literally look around.
Yeah.
Like, did anyone not just hear
worst.
Me fucking say
I hate that?
That
too,
happens
yeah.
to me. All the time. And I know that I have like the like tone register voice that kind of gets lost in the din. Like I sometimes, depending on where you are, like at a bar or something, it's like hard to hear me sometimes. But like it's the most insulting thing you can do is that. And I feel like throughout this whole situation with the music and the bullying and the bullshit and whatever, I feel like that's how Taylor has felt this whole time, being like, I'm screaming into the void and no one is even attempting to hear me.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of like why she well, obviously, no matter what, I would have loved the addition of I Did Something Bad. Same, but I like that because it's kind of like the answer to that question, like the answer to that problem. Like, I did something, like, mad woman, like, you made her this way, so I did something bad. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
right. Right.
Which,
like,
I
you
love.
You asked for this.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Like, no one heard, like, no one wanted to listen to me, so
I had to
do something
bad. As loud as possible.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But those lines, the, do you believe me now? I think I did something bad. No one likes a mad woman. Do you believe me now? I did something bad. Like, just that back and forth, like, those three things was just incredible. And the way she performed it was with such, like, you know, fury and like passion and whatever. Like, it was awesome. Just absolutely insane.
That's like another best part about, like, when she does, like, those, like, angry songs. I love when she, like, gets into that drama mode, like, basically, like, banging the keys.
Me too.
So good.
She was, you know what, Gina? She was excited up there.
Yeah.
She was looking excited in Toronto.
Yeah.
That
one thing about Taylor was that she was so excited.
She was really excited. Yeah. And a thing that we know about Taylor in Toronto is that she can't get enough. Specifically.
I wonder if she's going to be excited in Vancouver.
Probably not as much as she is in Toronto.
No, definitely not.
That's for sure.
And then to wrap it all up, night three was two complete opposite ends of the spectrum on guitar and piano, with guitar being Sparks Fly and Message in a Bottle mashed up.
Little Speak Now mashup.
Yep, I love Sparks Fly. I think
I love Sparks Fly
is one of my, is
whenever
maybe my favorite.
You smile, hit me with those green eyes, baby, as the lights go down. There's something that'll haunt me when you're not around, cause I see sparks fly whenever you smile.
We crush
that.
Good.
Wow. Ugh. So good. No, Sparks Fly crushes.
Yeah.
Message in a Bottle is good.
Message in a Bottle's cute.
Yeah, it's cutie, but
I really only know the chorus. You
same.
Can't be the one that I want.
I'm lying. I said that was Speak Now. That's a Fearless Fall track. No?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Message in the Bottle is Red.
Red.
Deluxe.
Yes, possibly Vault.
I don't know if it's Vault.
Give me the one that I want.
Maybe it is. Message in a Bottle. No,
you
this is
what?
The Police song.
Can't do
Message in a Bottle.
It is. It's
Red
from
Vault.
The Vault. Yeah,
okay.
Red Vault.
Okay. I thought it was like Red Deluxe, and then they added in the Vault.
And I lied, also being like, I don't know that song. I do know this song. And I, the more that I'm
How
singing it in my
start?
Head, it starts. Let's see.
It's like.
No,
you didn't like dance tonight. Yeah, I don't know the words at all.
Yeah.
So that's a very cute love song mashup.
Yeah, that's a good mashup. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. But not the star of the show.
Yeah, not the star of the show, which was the piano, which took a knife and just stabbed it into all of our hearts, and then twisted the knife, and then stabbed it into our face,
like
and then twisted
Ryder
it.
And Black Swan. You
exactly.
Know? That gave me nightmares a little bit when I first saw that.
Wait, were Winona Ryder's in Black Swan?
Yeah, she is the girl that Natalie Portman's replacing. Remember how there's like she's
like
retiring,
so long.
But then she's like in the hospital, and I still to this day I'm not sure if it was like a real sequence or if Natalie Portman was like hallucinating it. But she goes in and she's like in a wheelchair and she's like in a psych ward or whatever, and she starts stabbing herself, and she's stabbing herself in the cheeks, and I just specifically the cheeks, like I think about it a lot.
I don't remember
not
that
like
at all.
Like a scary movie, but bodily harm, like I'm not a gore person.
Oh, I hate.
A spooky ghosts and spirits
hate
and things
gore.
Like that kind of person, but gore is not my
hate
not
gore.
My jam.
I was trying to watch Gladiator before Gladiator 2.
Oh, I was watching that last night. Gladiator.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How funny.
And oh god, I could barely even watch.
There's like no
I had
story
my eyes closed
it.
Most of the time.
I
yeah,
know.
Just
there's
like
no story. It's just a lot of fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god,
it's
so
like
we're
a
fighting
movie
for no reason.
For men, basically.
It's a boy movie. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a boy movie. You know what? I did ask a really dumb question. I was like trying to clarify about gladiators. I was like, okay, so gladiators are real, or is this like a Game of Thrones situation,
real.
And
they were real, right? Yeah,
they were real.
Yeah,
Roman
Empire,
Roman Empire. Which I was like, oh, and here's the Roman Empire. Finally.
Yeah.
I also realized that I've never actually seen Gladiator, the original 2000 with Russell Crowe. I thought that Gladiator and 300 were the same movie,
very similar.
And I have seen 300. but
I haven't seen 300. I've only
with
seen
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, the that's Phantom. A good one too.
I am your angel of
I've never
music.
Seen the Phantom.
Oh my God, Gia, you would love the Phantom.
I know. I think I've seen the movie actually, though.
The movie's fantastic. Yeah. The play is wonderful and it's like a classic, but the movie is
with
Emmy Rossum and everything. It's insane.
Yeah, I love her.
Anyway,
but back to the piano.
Yeah, back to the piano.
You're Losing Me mashed up with How Did It End?
Insanity. Absolute
my God.
Insanity.
Sometimes I forget about You're Losing Me.
I just
feel like it didn't get the justice it deserved. Like, we pushed so hard for that song to be released and then it got released. And then, like, I also feel like with the Midnight's album, it's very confusing sometimes because you have to go to, like, the 3 a.m. edition, the Till Dawn edition. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all these different editions. You're Losing Me isn't on all of them, so, like, you have to go to the specific one.
It's not on, like, any of them. It's, like, it's kind of on its own.
Yeah, it's only on one specific Midnight's edition.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so sometimes you forget, and then when she plays it or when it comes on shuffle, whatever, it's like, oh, my God, this is one of the saddest, if not, like, her saddest song. Mashed up with How Did It End is just diabolical.
It's a top five sad song for
sure.
The thing about You're Losing Me is I think that our girl Tay may have intentionally buried that song a little bit because when it first came out, it was you can only buy it on a CD at MetLife.
Yeah.
Remember? And I remember thinking, oh, this will come out on streaming in like a week. I'm not going to buy this CD. Cut to 8 months later, finally it's on streaming. But even till then, everybody was like, what the fuck? Where is it? I'm listening to it in my illegally downloaded thing.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, it was difficult to have access to it. But by the time she put it out, full stop, she was already dating Travis.
Mm.
So it was like not a...
Was she?
Yeah, because she put it out like wintertime last year.
Okay.
And they had already... So she was kind of in like having the time of her life. And You're Losing Me wasn't really top of mind, you know? Like it was like, oh, I'm not going to... Sometimes I, you know, the sad songs, it's like if you're in a sad mood, you want to sing the sad songs or whatever. But like You're Losing Me is like a heart-wrenching song about like a relationship, you know, falling apart.
Yeah, you're like watching it crumble.
Right. And so when we're watching like such love blossom and like all this excitement or whatever, you kind of forget about You're Losing Me. But when she whips it out here and there, you're like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like
also
you said,
like.
That song's crazy.
With the timeline of like when the song was written based off like the photo that Jack posted, like it does kind of seem like she wrote it when her and Joe were maybe in like a bit of a rocky situation.
Like a limbo phase.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So like it is kind of awkward to like write this really devastating song and then like maybe get back together for a little bit more longer and then finally break up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that does make sense. But How Did It End? I mean, that song from the first listen, we were like, wow.
Yeah. We've talked about it all the time.
Yeah.
We always are referencing our favorite parts of that song. But I think that was a mashup. Another one that I didn't anticipate.
Yeah, no.
But makes complete and total sense.
Yeah.
You know?
God, it's just so
someone
good.
Someone was saying something, tweeted like, I'd be worried if Ed Kelsey wasn't literally in the audience.
Yeah.
I was like, literally.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally.
That's
like,
true.
No worries. Everything's fine. But yeah, damn. So just really set the place on fire. I think that I would say the last three shows in Toronto were better than the first three in terms of
surprise songs.
And I think
agree. I would agree.
I mean, the last 2 days alone, like... I mean,
Evermore and Peter is really good.
That
but
was
like,
a really good one.
That's the only one that really stands out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, bringing Gracie on stage was so cool.
Right, that was its own thing. But that, I throw that in the special guest category.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree with that for sure.
Yeah. But I think generally speaking, the concert was just, you know, a major success. And I do think it's interesting that she's bringing back old outfits. So you sent me a thing right before we started this.
She's bringing back all these old outfits.
In Toronto, all the outfits that she wore, let's see, one of her Fearless outfits, the last time it had been seen was London Night 5.
Yeah.
Speak Now.
Some of them are like Gelsengirken, right?
Yeah. Speak Now was London Night 6.
Mm.
We're Never Getting Back Together Like Ever t-shirt was Gelsengirken Night 3.
Yeah.
The purple
folklore dress. Everyone was shocked
Amsterdam,
by that.
Amsterdam Night 1
yeah,
is
that's
last
crazy.
Time we saw that. We've got the lilac-y, bluish
Yeah.
You know, the combo for the
It's crazy that people
jacket,
can tell the difference between the fucking
I know. It's
Midnight
so crazy.
Shirt. It's crazy.
One of them was London Night 4, and then the jacket, I think, is Warsaw Night 2. Yeah. Or no, they're both the shirts. A lilac
yeah,
and then
the,
a blue.
Just the shirts, yeah.
For, during Karma, or during Lavender Haze. And then the Midnight's bodysuit.
The scalloped one.
Gelsengirchen.
Yeah. Like she and, hasn't won that, she hasn't worn that scalloped bodysuit in forever.
No, yeah.
People are making jokes that she definitely made it
that she made it
on
sluttier.
The butt.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Definitely, for sure. Well, I think that's the thing too, is like with Taylor, her outfits and tailoring them to herself, I think the way that she's been editing them and tailoring them to herself and like maybe making them a little smaller or tighter, sexier, whatever, I think that directly is like a direct result of like the confidence
totally.
That she has. Like she's just so as she should be, and she should have that confidence all along. But I do think like at the start of the tour, she hadn't toured in years, mm-hmm. 4 years mm-hmm. plus five, but more than that.
Yeah,
even.
You always want to be safe with your clothing
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like,
you don't want to be, and also you don't know the tone yet. You don't mm-hmm. know what kind of people are out there. Like, I mean, look at poor fucking Sabrina Carpenter. Like she is wearing like the cutest little outfits. Like,
I know,
so completely fine, but it's like technically lingerie, and she's getting ripped apart online.
Yeah,
and it's
so
like
annoying.
It's so dumb.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck is going on here? But you know what I did love? Did you see Taylor Nation tweeted?
Yeah,
so funny. So. People were, you know, somebody was tweeting, whatever. Taylor Nation quote tweeted and was like, have you tried this one? And it's a picture of Meredith, I think.
Yeah, doing like the
with her leg up, like the cat with her leg up. And so, you know, so everybody's, that to me was like a subtle, like, we support Sabrina.
Yeah,
obviously
totally,
we support Sabrina.
Totally.
But like, it's just, you know, the concert thing is so crazy. So, but I think her editing her clothes and just making them a little fun, flirty, sexy, whatever is just that's just a fantastic thing. I think like that she feels comfortable enough and she's having fun up there and feels good is all you can ask for, you know?
What is one outfit you would like to see come back? If you can remember.
I said the Evermore bronze dress.
Oh, the bronze
she
dress.
She only wore that like twice.
Yeah.
Like she, it's such a short, like I don't know why she hasn't worn it more. But
that's very true.
It was so beautiful. It was my favorite dress of all time. Like,
Has she only, I don't know if you have the answer to this question, but I don't know, has she only done the purple bodysuit once for the Speak Now announcement, or has she worn it beforehand? I don't know if you even know that.
Purple bodysuit?
The purple lover bodysuit with like the purple tassels.
Oh, no. I feel like I've seen her wear that a few times.
She worn the purple lover bodysuit.
Let's see if Swift Alert has.
I know. When we need lover bodysuit. Okay, she last wore it. Oh, so wrong.
Yeah,
Toronto
yeah.
Night 4, she wore it. Purple bodysuit.
Right,
and
right.
And then
right.
She wore it New Orleans, LA Night 3. She wore it like New Orleans Night 3, it seems like. New Orleans and LA Night 3, it seems
Wait,
like.
Wait, wow, though. That's a huge. Between LA Night 3 and New Orleans, she never wore it once?
No. She wore it. She wore it in Florida. Miami, Florida Night 3.
Oh, got it.
London Night 5. Okay, so I'm so wrong.
Okay,
for some
okay,
reason,
okay,
I
okay.
thought that she like only wore it once, but
no, I remember it because it's. I think that one is like the most different looking because of the tassels. Like, I think that like obviously the orange one is really different or whatever, but that's the only one I think with tassels, right? Like that.
Yeah, it has like those long purple tassels. They're
right.
So cute.
Yeah, I love that.
I guess then there really isn't anything that comes off of my mind. She wore the folk. More, I love the cream Folkmore dress.
I
she
love
hasn't won
the
that
cream
one.
Folkmore dress. Oh yeah, yeah. So right. So the bronze Evermore dress I really love. I also, let's see. She wears that berry dress all the time, and I love that.
Yeah,
dress
I love the berry
so
one
much.
Too.
But
I wonder if she'll pull out like any of the original Surprise Song dresses.
I wonder that too.
Like the original red, original
OG,
green.
OG.
Yeah.
Like the, when she like ties them. Ow, my ring just got caught on my pants.
Ooh, ouch.
It hurt, ouch.
But she hasn't worn any of the OG ones since the original US, or sorry, the last time she wore original was Singapore, Night 6.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the last time she wore one of the OG ones.
Interesting. And that makes sense because it would have been right before she went to Europe.
Yeah.
And debuted all those new ones.
Right.
Yeah, I think my theory of no more new outfits is still holding strong.
Yeah. I agree with you now.
But I like the, I do like the fact that she's kind of dipping into the oldest.
Yeah, like, yeah.
The older catalog.
Giving them one last chance to shine.
Exactly.
Which is very cute.
I would be, I feel like you're the same as me on this, and so is your sister, in the way that we have, like, sympathy for inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Like, too much. And I would feel bad. Like, I'd have to equally distribute that.
Totally.
Like, I couldn't, like, favor one over the other. Like, I would be, like, having a hard time with
totally.
That. And then, like, for the rest of time, I'd be like, oh, I never wore that. I only wore that dress three times. Now it hates six
me.
Times.
And now it's bad luck.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's bad luck, and it hates me, and that's it. And I'll never have the opportunity again. So now I got to wear it around the house or wear it out or something. Like, there's, you know, I'd be doing some crazy shit.
She's only done, or there's only two more combos that she's never done for the 1989 outfit, and one of them is green on green.
Green on green, yeah.
And then the other one.
Did she not do green on green recently? I thought, oh, no, she did green and blue.
Yeah.
And people were freaking
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No green on green. She hasn't done, and it's either, I think I want to say it was gold top, green bottom, maybe, or green top, gold bottom. I can't remember.
Something like that.
But something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
So maybe one more new 1989 combo.
We could.
But I think, yeah, that's the extent of any new outfits that we'll be seeing.
I agree.
But I really love the fact that she's letting the old stuff shine for a moment.
I am too. You know whose opinion I would really love on all of this? Just because I know she or he would be giving the most honest replies, responses, all of it, is our soldier, pour
loyal.
One out. Loyal soldier, Tavis Hayes.
Pour one out for Tavis Hayes, y'all. If you guys aren't
pour
on Twitter,
Tavis Hayes
is probably the number one Tavis stan, along with Tavis Nation, obviously.
Of course. Well, Tavis Nation is.
But Tavis Nation is a little more cookie cutter. Tavis Hayes lets it fucking rip.
Tavis Nation is like a professional, and Tavis Hayes is like, fuck you, bitch. Like, who did Tavis Hayes say fuck you to recently? That we were like, okay, it might have been Taylor Swift Style. It was like, fuck you, Taylor Swift Style.
Yeah, I think
drop dead. We were like, damn, okay, Tavis Hayes, get her.
I don't know. They are just absolutely
funny.
Hilarious. Because I always feel like we are the type of Swifties that kind of like let it rip
for
with
sure.
our opinions and stuff and like curse and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, sometimes when you're talking about Taylor Swift, people expect you to be a little bit more like cookie cutter,
for sure,
straight
buttoned
edge.
Up. Yeah.
Whereas Tavis Hayes is right there with us.
Her
fucking account is either banned or deleted. I don't
Something
know.
Something happened to it. So I know. We can't even look at the
tweet. I can't even look at the tweet, but she was popping off.
It's just so funny. And it also, too, it's easier for us.
Or they.
To
I,
be,
I don't know if it's a boy
I don't know
or girl,
who it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. But it's also easier for us to kind of say what we want to say and do what we want to do because it's, you know, in podcast clips. I feel like saying it in clips gives, like, tone and context and whatever. I mean, some clips get taken out. But, like, I don't know. I think it's easier to say things than it is to tweet things. I think
it
in writing makes it, like, more intense. So just pour one out for
Tavis Hayes. We love you, girl,
whoever
you are, whatever
what really
you are.
Happened? What really happened?
I know. It's crazy that, like, people can fucking say the craziest, like, offensive shit on Twitter and, like, Tavis Hayes tweets, like, fuck you, Maddie Healy, and gets fucking banned or something
drop
like that.
Dead.
Like, I don't know.
So many
drop deads.
I don't
know if it had something to do with Maddie Healy.
It had
to
do with someone. It was like...
It was like someone pissing us off. Or maybe it was like Sabrina... I don't remember.
It was such a specific...
Yeah, it was like a specific issue.
Yeah.
That she quote tweeted it, or they quote
tweeted
it. Might have
been... You know what it might have been? Could it have been the Bills WAG?
Yes.
And what did
yes.
it say?
Yes. That's exactly what it was. Good call, Kelly. Yes. It was the Bills WAG, and she was like, this bitch is so stupid.
It was like, this dumb fucking bitch, shut your mouth. And we were like, ooh, Tavis Hayes, tell her.
So
this
funny.
Is funny.
Yes.
And sometimes it's funnier and easier to laugh at an anonymous account. It's
yes.
Like, it's pretty blameless. Like,
and
whatever.
She's saying like
we're
what we're all thinking.
Fun.
We're all just all too scared to say it.
I know. So pour one out for poor Tavis Hayes. But, you
speaking
know, who knows?
Of,
who knows what's going on?
Speaking of Ratty Healy.
What the fuck is going on with
him? He's been on Twitter.
And Instagram stories, apparently.
Oh, really?
Someone said, like, he's posting. I haven't looked. I don't follow him on Instagram, so I don't
Neither
know.
Do I.
I don't follow him on Twitter either, but,
he's been having Twitter fingers.
Yeah, he has.
And he tweeted, let me pull it up so I get it accurately. Mm-hmm. Accurately. But he tweeted,
the first one.
I think I sent my Uber driver the downtown lights. He didn't think it was coded. He is employed, though. Like, what?
Maddie Healy clearly is on, like, some sort of manic drug bender because, sorry, babe, like, why are you trying to, like, send subtle signals? Like, we see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And the thing that I hate most about Maddie Healy, there's a lot.
These responses are so insane.
Sorry, no, they're amazing. Yeah. They're, like, ridiculous. But here, the thing I hate the most about him is that he thinks that he is so much better and so much smarter than so many other people.
Yeah.
To the point that, like, he's doing that and he thinks people don't know what he's doing with that. It's like, bitch, we know exactly what you're doing. Like,
they're employed, though. Like, you're not even fucking employed.
So the implication there is that everyone online talking about Downtown Lights, talking about him, talking about Taylor Swift is unemployed. Yeah. Like, that's the
implication. And he posted.
Nothing better to do but to talk shit about Maddie Healy.
Didn't he post it on his story, too? Like, yes. Downtown Lights something?
He posted Downtown Lights on his story and said something like, still a good tune or, like, something along those lines. Then he tweeted that. And then, most recently, last night, he tweeted, 111. Make a wish or something. Then he tweeted last night, and we only saw it this morning, sat in the car, listening to Chocolate by the 1975. No irony. Locked in. That's that me espresso.
Like, kind of funny.
Kind of funny, but also, it's like, okay, so here you are again, trying to reference Taylor Swift, also referencing, because she sings about chocolate in the song of the two of them.
Right.
8-7 bars of chocolate, we declared Charlie Puth. Like, that was supposed to be a... And chocolate's, like, capitalized, I think, in her thing. It's, like, that's, like, its own Easter egg to Maddie. But also, too, everyone says guilty as sin, which is what he was referencing before in the first tweet, is, like, they mash it up with About You all the time, which is supposed to be about Taylor Swift by the 1975. And so now he's doing this, listening to Chocolate by the 1975. No irony locked in. That's a me espresso. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just don't.
He's just grasping at strings. And it's like, don't you have a fiance to be worrying about?
That's
like,
what I'm just saying. Don't really understand. Where's Gabrielle? Yeah. Fucking too busy blowing coke lines with fucking Charlie XCX. Like, I'm sick of it. Grow up, everybody.
I wish I was with them, honestly.
Yeah, right. No. I've retired from cocaine.
It's terrible. But I.
Migraines.
I just feel like, he loves to push the envelope. He loves to stir the pot.
You see this about Phoebe
Bridgers?
That
was a funny tweet, I will say.
It's funny. But it's also like, why is he's just trying to get back in. Like, this is him trying to like yada yada his way back in. He's Hugh Granting his way back into everybody's life. And it's like, stop it.
Someone tweeted and was like, I think Maddie Healy's finally realizing he will never have a cultural impact the way that he did. Due to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And, like, now he's spiraling about it.
And I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I hope that's happening. It does seem as if he is having some revelation because he just hasn't stopped talking about it now for, like, 2 weeks. Mm. You know, he just keeps doing these little, like, subtle jabs or whatever. But it's like, I don't know if he thinks, like, oh, I'm going to tweet these things and my peers will see it and we'll all laugh together. Like, what is his, what's the point?
I just think he is genuinely so narcissistic that, like, there's always that one, like, narcissistic guy that you dated that you just can't get rid of. And, like, they will always, like, throw breadcrumbs and, like, little things like that to, like, have you in the back of their head still, like, fucking you up like that. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's what he's doing.
I think that's 100% correct. And that's the worst kind of person, by the way. Worst kind of person you can have in your life. And just proves everything that she, you know, everything that
we need Tavis Hayes back to rip her a new one.
No, yo, like, that was another reason. Like, I was like, where the fuck is Tavis Hayes to clock Maddie Healy?
No, we needed her to quote tweet that fucking tweet and rip him up.
And she would. She would be like, Maddie Healy, I just bought the plot to your grave. You should start digging. Like, that's what Tavis Hayes would tweet. Should we start ghost tweeting for Tavis Hayes? Like, Tavis Hayes would
have said this. You guys, that wasn't me. Like, I was just channeling Tavis Hayes. Yeah. So funny.
but so I mean, fuck him. Like, he's such a freak, like, whatever. But back to the happier side of things.
Yeah.
In our new family, in our new life.
Yeah.
With the Kelseys. So many things just going on. First, Jason has a new show coming, new late night football show
football
on ESPN.
Comedy show.
Which I have a feeling is gonna end up looking like The Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel. Like, I feel like, which is an old show.
I don't know,
That is kind of it was funny. People like look back on it and they're like, oh, that was problematic. But I feel like Jason Kelsey could do a really good job of doing, like, sports and comedy and have it not be, like, offensive.
I was honestly, like, thinking about that the other day because I'm such a, not to say, like, I manifested this idea, but, like, I'm such a live TV person. Yeah. Like, when I go home, I just literally put on, like, cable and just watch whatever's on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, and I was watching, like, I was like, damn, I wish there was some sort of like ESPN show or like just a sports show in general that like was like engaging and funny. And then next thing I knew, Jason Kelce was on there.
You go to sleep, you wake up, and he's on Jimmy Kimmel announcing his show.
So exciting.
It's fantastic.
Then, oh my God, I totally even forgot about this.
Oh.
He got fucking harassed after the show.
Holy shit, I forgot about that too.
I know.
Oh my God, those fucking loser freaks who were like,
two
Jason!
Guys after the Jimmy Kimmel show, I guess they wanted his autograph and Jason must have ignored them or walked by or whatever. Right, like, and all
also,
of his
by the
right
way,
to do.
It was like a back alley. He was going to a car. There were fences everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like a spot where fans stand and he like blew them all off.
They
like,
were
he
all
was coming out of
like a huge
fence. A back door in an alley from Jimmy Kimmel or whatever the
and
fuck.
This guy
is that
was
what he was
just
on? Was he on Jimmy,
Jimmy
Kimmel?
Kimmel
okay,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just ripping Jason a new one, being saying
you're
fucking disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Mm-hmm. You're fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Like
you're
a piece
you're better
of shit.
Than us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You put yourself on a pedestal that you don't deserve.
Oh,
all
yeah.
this crazy stuff
because he wouldn't sign an autograph.
And then he just absolutely bellies up the mm-hmm. second that Jason walks over, and
yep.
Jason should have never given him the time of day and been
didn't.
Nice
yeah.
and been the better and been the you know the better guy, the bigger person,
yep.
and he signed an autograph for this dude, and of course the dude was like, oh man, I didn't mean it, you're such a good guy,
yep.
oh man, I'm so sorry,
oh shit man, I didn't mean to be mean, blah blah blah, and I tweeted
like,
this and it's like, you didn't mean to be mean until you got exactly
insane.
What you fucking wanted.
Yeah.
No, it's insane, absolutely insane. And
he
should
have, I would have been, if again, we always talk about this, how
yeah.
celebrities, you know, they really have to have this patience that I just don't understand.
I don't have it. I don't
because
have
if
it.
I was Jason, I would have walked right out to him and been like, in what fucking world do you think
no.
you have the right to talk to me like that because I didn't give you an autograph?
I would have gone into the car and gotten a baseball bat and smashed this man
no.
in the face. Like,
yeah.
there's just no, there is no way, there's no world or scenario where any of this would have flown
oh,
with me.
Oh, my
at
God.
All. I would have been in a screaming fight. Like, at
I
the
just,
very least, screaming
I,
fight, fuck you, bitch. Like, how dare you?
It
whatever.
Makes me feel so
the
bad for
you.
Him. Like,
that
now
too.
He deals with that shit.
Right. And he has to have this, like you said, this patience, this composure. Mm. And, you know, the one time he loses his composure a couple weeks ago, everyone had his back.
Yeah.
But it is true. Like, he can't always be losing
yeah,
his
exactly,
cool.
Yeah.
So it's like he's still stuck doing that. And in that moment,
yeah, and
if it's
he
like,
did freak out, then it would be like, oh, Jason Kelce has an anger issue.
Oh,
blah,
Jason
blah, Kelce blah.
Does freak out.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. And now he's got the show coming up. You know, he's got a lot on the line.
The Kelce family does not owe anyone anything. The
nothing.
Fact that they are willing to be so friendly and
mm-hmm.
welcoming to the Swiftie community is
yep.
says so much about them. Like, leave them the fuck alone.
Leave them alone.
It's late at night. He just finished a late night show. Like,
yep.
and it just blows my mind that this person thought that they had some sort of, you know,
claim.
Yeah, yeah. Just
entitlement.
Entitlement. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the word I was exactly looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Entitlement over Jason, where he felt like, since Jason did give him an autograph, that was him personally insulting
yeah.
him some way, somehow.
Well, people are fucking delusional,
yeah.
Gia, and they're sick, and we live in a sick world, and everyone needs to get to the fucking therapist. You know what I mean? Like, it's out of control. Like,
yeah.
if you're that person, you're not okay. Like,
yeah, no.
None of these people are okay. The autograph people, the paparazzi people, like, there are so many people that are so money hungry and obsessed with the idea of celebrity. That's why I get so pissed off when people... I don't know if you get this. I feel like I get this all the time. I've gotten this for years. It's like because I've always been interested in celebrities and pop culture and gossip online and whatever. So it's always been something I do as a part of work. Like, you know, every job I've ever had has to do something. Even outside of Barstool has always something to do with that because that's what I'm interested in. But online, you know, you talk about it. I used to live tweet all the time and people would always be like, oh my God, you're obsessed with celebrities. Oh my God. It's like, it's so sad. It's ridiculous. Whatever. It's like, all I'm doing is commentating online about stuff that's going on online, just like everyone else. I'm not insane. These are the people that you should be saying that shit to.
And also,
like, I have nothing to do. Like, me being like, cute dress at somebody at the, you know, Taylor Swift looks beautiful at the Golden Globes is not sad because I'm obsessed with celebrities.
No,
person screaming in Jason Kelce's face is fucking sad.
And the same person that's telling you that you're like, you have no life because you like celebrities is the same person that probably knows the entire 52-man roster of their NFL team, screams at their TV, tweets at the players when they drop a pass. Like, it's always something, you
Gia,
know, it's just men hate when it's happiness.
The day that men realize that football players are celebrities too, I think the world's gonna explode. They're gonna be like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah,
like,
there's
they
this
can't
girl
understand.
That
they
I
can't
love
understand.
On TikTok, I forget her name, but she does like sports she talks about sports and like sports gossip on TikTok, and mm-hmm. she will literally be like, if you guys like celebrity drama, like mm-hmm. batten down the fucking hatches, because we're about to explain to you like all the Sixers drama right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just as juicy and like interesting as celebrity gossip.
Of course it is.
I can ask any one of my guy friends, any one of my male family members, oh, what's the tea with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah.
And they will give me a fucking full list about what's going on with
everything.
With CD Lamb, blah, blah, blah.
Every intimate but God conversation forbid we with know, the coaches, with the owners,
exactly.
everything.
God forbid
absolutely
we know like
everything.
The love triangle of fucking Sabrina, Olivia, and Josh Bassett, and we're psycho celebrity
psycho
fans.
Crazies obsessed yeah. with whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. It's the same, well, it's the Sixers specifically, is that's a good example, is the people that are interested in the Sixers drama or that are invested in it, it's the same vein as like Barstool, and people are interested in like what's going on with our jobs.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
everything
yeah.
that's happening like within, internally, whatever. People are nosy. They're inherently yeah. nosy.
So and am
how,
I.
So, no, same.
Yeah.
But however you choose to like express that is how you express that, whether you pay attention to gossip, you pay attention to celebrities, whatever, but don't throw stones when you think that you are exempt from this and
yeah.
instead direct that energy towards these fucking like money grubbing psychos
yeah.
who are like literally mowing Jason Kelce down to the point where his hands are tied, and this guy, what's he gonna do? He's got the autograph. That's not for him. He's a grown man. He's not like gonna hang it up in his house. He's gonna sell it on fucking eBay
yeah.
or sell it wherever the fuck, you know. I don't even know where you sell autographs, but that's what's gonna happen, and it's fucked up. But
so lame.
But they don't have to worry about that because I'm sorry, Jason, it's the least of his worries. Mm. He's got to keep a cool head
yeah.
because Kylie's pregnant.
Yay!
Yay!
With, so exciting.
With another girl.
Another girl. Which is, how crazy.
I love it. You sent me that meme on Twitter that of the dad from Little Women being like
yeah.
literally Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
And he's like,
My
know,
Little Women.
Yeah, My Little Women. Yeah. It's literally Jason Kelce with four girls.
It's so
and
funny.
His wife
and just, I
it's
mean,
amazing.
I think Jason being a girl dad in general mm-hmm. just has helped him in a way, maybe.
Yes.
Guiding through the Swifty community
absolutely.
And stuff, and
I think it helps. Yeah, I think he has more respect because of it. He
yeah.
knows that he's raising like strong, independent mm-hmm. women, and it's great to have a role model like that around for
yeah,
them. Like,
yeah,
he can see
and
how
like,
how important
and
that
Kylie
is.
Too. Like, yeah, it's just it's so fun, and their family's
well,
so
Kylie,
sweet.
Of course,
yeah, yeah.
Obviously, he's the number one role model.
Yeah.
But like other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
yeah. No, totally. And yeah, no, I'm just so unbelievably happy
I'm
for
so
them.
Excited for
and
them.
It's also so funny the video that Kylie posted. And it is always the famous last words,
yep.
You know, I'm not pregnant. And then it cut to the announcement and
yep.
the littlest daughter crying her eyes
she's
out.
She's crying her eyes out.
Which
yeah,
is
yeah,
so
yeah.
funny. But
it's hilarious.
Yeah, congratulations to Jason and Kylie and
major
the whole
congrats.
Fam because it's so, so, so exciting.
Just exciting stuff.
And
a new baby in the fam is always good vibes.
Oh, so good.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One, Taylor is going to have to start knitting.
Girl,
knitting a lot. She's got
girls,
a lot of baby blankets.
She's got a lot of baby blankets to make. A lot of baby blankets
yeah.
to make. I am excited, Gia, to hear all about Kylie's, you know, journey with her fourth pregnancy. Also,
yeah.
what's going on in her life, because she is also coming out with a new podcast.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Called Not Gonna Lie.
Not Gonna Lie with Kylie Kelce. Love that name.
I love that too.
Did you see the little snippet that she?
I didn't listen to it, but I saw it.
She was
what
just basically
say?
Like. You know, I had so many thoughts about what I wanted to name this show, like Not Give an F podcast, like all these different names. And she was like, and if everyone's going to be talking about me and my family in the news, I thought I might as well set the record straight firsthand, which is just like fucking mic drop. Hell
let's
yes.
Go, let's
she was
go.
Like, and then she continues on to be like, I'm going to be talking about parenting. You know, we're not doing sensory bins in my house. I'm dropping the F-bomb every 5 minutes. Like, I think it's okay to curse in front of your kids. Like, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. All this, you know, parenting stuff. And then she's kind of like, and then I'll be having guests that I didn't even know I was qualified to be talking to. So it seems like it's going to be a little bit more of a guest-heavy pod with
for
also,
sure.
you know, parenting
yeah.
topic advice. Yeah.
Which I think that's just fun. And I think at this point in time, the Kelce family is the hottest. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No,
like,
totally.
Strike while the iron's hot.
I'm definitely going to listen for sure.
100%
I love her so
gonna
much.
Listen. I love her so much. And I think the idea behind it, the not going to lie, and if people mm-hmm. are going to talk about my family, it might as well come from me. Like, she always does such a good job of like jumping online and being like, hey, real quick, even that thing when
yeah, yeah.
rumors were going around that she was pregnant when she wasn't over the summer. even her being like, everyone's talking about how I'm pregnant. I'm not fucking pregnant. Yeah. I haven't been pregnant. Yeah. I had a miscarriage before my last baby. And so it's a sensitive topic. I don't want to fucking talk about this. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. And then, you know, luckily in her life, she did get pregnant shortly after that. Mm-hmm. But I still think that like the way that she inserts herself and says those things to clear stuff up before rumors get too big is so smart. Yeah. And just succinct, quick, blunt, honest. And I just love that.
She's so funny. That. She's so blunt. I love her so much. I just wish this podcast came out like 3 weeks ago, you know, so we had the Jason Bulge commentary. Right. We could have gotten a full like 15 minutes on that. Then we could have gotten the Jason smashing the phone commentary. Yeah. Which is funny. So maybe she will talk about it. Maybe she'll talk about the Jimmy Kimmel stuff too.
Maybe she'll be like dealing with your husband. 101.
Yeah. When your husband puts you on blast or tries to make up some fucking crazy shit about wearing leggings so your bulge shows.
Exactly. Like what the literal fuck? Like no one knows what you're talking about, dude. Like it's
so
just
funny.
So
but
crazy.
Yeah, I'm so happy for her. I just feel like they have been handling all of this success so perfectly, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. they just are like the quintessential picture perfect, but like kind of how I would want my family to be, you know, a little dysfunctional.
They're like the realest
fun.
Family.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like they're the realest like celebrity family because again, they are celebrities. Jason is a celebrity and by extension, so is his family. Even more so now with the company that they're keeping and all this bullshit. And they've continued to stay true to themselves as people. You know, they're not flashy. They're not this. They're not that. They're just themselves, and they're like raising their kids and living their life and everything. And I think it's just, you know, they're not letting all that other bullshit stand in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I love Kylie. So
yeah,
so
me too.
Good luck to her on the pod. We'll be listening.
Yes,
we'll be very excited about all that. Let's see what else.
I have a few other things.
I do too.
There's going
to
be
so much stuff still.
Yeah, there's going to be a Swift Effect documentary.
Yes, there
on
is.
NBC.
On NBC. It didn't say when it's coming,
didn't say
right?
when.
I assume
no.
probably Christmas time. It looks like it's already filmed. People were tagging us saying, you guys got to be in this, right? Or like a clip from our show or something.
You would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
We haven't been alerted to such.
Yeah, maybe they did put something in, but not that we know of. I fucking wish.
I fucking wish too, although we got to be careful what we wish for because you never know what they could get. Like what if it's me being like, Taylor's stigmatized by Travis. I fucking hate that guy. Like I like wake up in cold sweats thinking
about
that.
Midnight
sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our worst moment. Like,
no, literally, fuck. God, my digital footprint is so fucked up.
I just hate Travis. Like, there's literally clips of me being like, I hate him. Yeah. You know, like, it's just, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of opinions, okay?
That's
things
what we're
change.
Saying. Listen, we're honest. We're real, okay?
Well,
we're
God
real.
Forbid that happens. That's like, if that, I would be so upset. But I do feel like.
No, I don't think that would happen to us.
It makes me feel better that, I'm forgetting her name. And I always.
Olivia?
No.
No.
Female comedian that we love. Nikki Glaser.
Oh, Nikki Glaser. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was, her soundbite was in the Miss Americana.
I know. I think about that all the time. And it was so, just, she said that like ruined her life. She's like, it made me stop talking shit about celebrities for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't. Like,
it's crazy.
Changed
it humbles you for sure. So. Yeah. God forbid something happens like that. I mean, we just have to eat it because like
we would have to eat it. We would have to eat it. I hope though that they, if we are, I mean, we're acting like, well, when we're included, it's like,
we're not in this documentary
on NBC.
Yeah.
Not a fucking chance. No Barstool podcast is getting
on
NBC
fucking
documentary.
In it? Perez Hilton.
You know, I did see that. And what the fuck are they doing calling up Perez Hilton? Perez Hilton is a part of the problem, by the way.
Yeah.
Which does make me nervous for like, it looks like the tone of it is going to be extremely complimentary and very positive and good. But if you're including someone like Perez Hilton, like he's a scumbag.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure like why
I was confused why he
somebody
was
must
a part
have,
of that.
Somebody must have dropped out last second and they thought, who has absolutely nothing going on right now? And it's Perez Hilton.
Yeah, literally.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I think that'll be interesting. Again, we don't know when exactly it's coming out, but it does, like the tone of it is very much like, it's called the Swift Effect is what it'll be called. And it is something along the lines of like
November 25th premiering
on
Peacock.
Oh my fucking god, that's
on November 25th.
That's today.
Oh my god,
that's oh my god, so it's out.
Oh well, then we'll watch it when we get home.
We'll watch it tonight. Wait a minute, There are other things to
someone
talk
about. Someone said, if it didn't smell like a money grab by NBC before, it sure did once Perez Hilton appeared.
Yeah, of course.
I saw Mario and suspected, but at Perez's awful face, I knew.
Yeah, Mario Lopez is in it as well. The typical, yeah. like you know, Entertainment Tonight. Actually, no. Is Mario Lopez do stuff with Entertainment Tonight?
Yeah, I thought.
Because Entertainment Tonight is a trusted source. Yeah. I think he's kind of all over the place, but I think he might have been Entertainment Tonight for a little while. Let's see. Mario.
Yeah, it seems like Lopez. Everyone's kind of pressed about Perez. But also people
well, for
are
real,
very
why the fuck is, like, why would he ever be in there? Like, I don't understand.
Someone goes, well, I'm glad they included A.C. Slater in this documentary. Always happy to hear what he has to say about pop stars and socioeconomic issues. A.C. Right. Slater is Mario Lopez's character from Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
But yeah, so November 25th.
No, sorry. So Access Hollywood he was.
Oh, Access. Extra, yeah. Extra, extra, extra. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like people are half and half. Somebody on Reddit said, why is everyone here so bitter about this? Doubt NBC would have aired this if she didn't approve it in some way. Her team even approved them airing some concert footage. Seems like a very complimentary documentary. Who cares if some B or C list celebrity says nice things about her? This is better than some wag from Buffalo shading her.
Facts, facts. Is funny. And that is, yeah. That is completely true.
Yeah, as long as it's complimentary towards her, I mean, right. Like, I have no issue. I'm definitely going to watch it. It doesn't really...
I'll definitely watch.
If there's concert footage, then yeah, there had to have been some sort of
agreement or approval
of them using the footage.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm definitely gonna be I really don't understand the Perez Hilton pick.
Yes.
But what are you gonna do? If he's gonna say nice stuff, then fine.
Fine. And I do think, like, here's the thing about Perez Hilton. Everyone hates him because he spent years and years just ripping apart celebrities and ripping apart you know, everybody he could because it got him clicks. It was interesting, whatever.
And like not just ripping them apart,
like personal shots.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and physical shots. Like about like their body and stuff.
Yes, always. So he's like a true scumbag, but I do understand the idea of like bringing in a familiar gossip face to talk about it, like a
polarizing person maybe.
And also funny, like I bet a lot of people don't even know who he is. Like he,
yeah, I do wonder,
I mean?
If like the generation below me like even know
probably
who he
not.
Is. Yeah.
They'd be like, who's this guy? Yeah. So maybe this is his like feeble attempt at like a comeback. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
but
sure.
I'm sure he's still acting a fool. But wait, speaking of things we need to watch. I watched something over the weekend.
Oh,
Christmas in the Spotlight.
Hey, what do you think? I'm so dead at all the. There was even more references that we didn't even know.
No, Gia, it is.
It's every other line.
It is. Okay, my thoughts on it generally are like I went into it being like, all right, this is gonna be cheesy. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let myself enjoy it. It'll be fine. Like whatever. It is almost insulting how many references, how exactly they couldn't. The girl's name is Bowen Sykes. Okay, that's okay. Like her name. They call her fans Arrows because she's Bo.
Oh,
and they and so like. There's this one part where it's like, oh yeah, they went full Arrowhead or whatever.
Yeah,
so they, like,
don't they have like the announcers be like, the alchemy between them?
Literally,
is,
yes. Like the alchemy is undeniable.
Like, no one says that.
It is so like it's very much. I think I was reading that it was like written by a Swiftie. Mm. Like you know, it's true fans wrote it. The problem that I had with it, like it kind of focuses heavily on the like the Kelsey family, like the football player. It's all kind of about their relationship and how like he has to keep his relationship with Bowen Sykes as a secret and whatever. Also, the pop star, her dad is dead of cancer.
Oh,
her has a bad relationship with her mom.
Oh,
and has like no, you know, family. So it's like a really weird. And then also like, you know, you look like you're having a blast up there on stage. This is what he's saying to her. And she's like, honestly, I feel like I've lost the joy. Like, the pop star I don't like. Like, she was not good. Like, she, very pretty and fine. But the story of her, like, she's not like, you know.
Oh, so she is it kind of like, I'm losing the joy of performing, so I'm finding joy in my relationship type of thing? Like, I'm getting my happiness back from my relationship?
Sort of, but that's not how it's presented. No, yeah, it is a little bit like that. It's not totally how that's presented. Like, it sounds like she's sick of the fans and she's sick of performing. Mm. And the way that she's always got a glass of wine. Every minute. Like, there is not a scene of Bowen Sykes, the pop star, without a glass of wine.
That's funny.
Which is kind of crazy. And then
Semi-accurate.
Yeah. I said, I was like, true facts. But, no, it's like a whole, it is a must watch. I will
I'm
going
to watch it tonight.
You got to watch it. to believe it, but you will be screaming the whole time at all the, like, it's
there
ridiculous.
Was another one where like he's like, you're the greatest in the league.
No,
or
literally,
something.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
it
crazy.
It is nonstop. Like every second of the movie, there's some sort of reference, whether it's
funny.
A deep cut or not. Mm. It is like the guy who plays the football player yeah. is like a total. So there's a whole part, Gia, where it's like they go to some charity event and they go together and it's like their first time going together to some, you know, whatever. And she's like, oh, so hold on, babe. I have to go talk to so-and-so. And he's like, oh, I don't need to go with, like, you go ahead and talk to her and then meet up with me. The whole night goes by and she's like talking to other people and he's stuck dealing with other people, whatever. She finally gets up to him. She's like, oh, are you not? He's like, can we head out? And she's like, oh, are you not having fun? Obviously not. She ditched him the entire like time. And then he's like, yeah, I just don't really like talking to these people, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, yeah, they just think I'm some like dumb football jock. And she's like, yeah, but you're so easygoing and that's what everyone loves about you. And he like storms off being like, I'm more than that. Like, whatever.
Oh.
And so they like get back to the house and she's like, you are more than some dumb football jock. Like, it's just, it's a lot of that. Like, it's a lot of like, I swear I'm smart.
Right, like I have depth.
Just because I play football doesn't mean that I'm not smart. Like, it's a lot of that. Like, it's
well,
just so.
I mean,
yeah. Like,
you
kind of
said that Travis was a dummy.
That's
in the
exactly what I
yeah.
said, because that's what everybody says about football players. And so it's just like, whatever. But you know, the guy who plays him.
It's a little dragged out.
The guy who plays him acts like a fucking idiot. And then is like, I don't know why people think I'm so dumb.
Yeah.
It's like, because
you're dumb.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because you're dumb. And then his brother. Okay. So his, I can't think of what his name is. Mm. They play for like the Boomers.
Okay.
That's like the name of the team or something. And he's a wide receiver.
Okay.
And his brother is also on the team with him as the quarterback.
Oh.
And they're playing at the same time.
Okay.
But then he also has a best friend on the team that's another guy.
Okay.
That I think is supposed to be like a Pat Mahomes, but he's not the quarterback because the Jason Kelce character
is
the quarterback.
Okay, and so then, they're switching up a few things.
Yeah, there's
relationship.
The parents' relationship. Yeah. The Travis character takes the niece to the show.
Okay.
And the Jason character is like, I don't even get about Taylor Swift. Like, he's kind of like the weird sexist one about
it.
Like,
okay.
It's weird. You got to watch it. You got to see it. You got to watch it. Like, it's happening. You know?
Okay.
It's happening.
Good to know. No, that
so, yeah.
I definitely will watch.
Mm-hmm. A couple more things. One, two, we were talking about the merch a little bit before. Sold out almost immediately, a bunch of $400 guitars.
Yeah, crazy. Store,
which you know, for those who don't know how much a guitar costs, that's a good deal on a guitar.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, people
and
sold
like
out immediately.
And, like, they're playable. Like, they're,
yeah,
like, real
they're
guitars.
Real acoustic
yeah.
guitars, yeah.
I saw a girl, she unboxed hers, and it looked amazing.
Looked
beautiful. Yeah, it looked really good.
I said
yeah.
I was glad that I missed it, because otherwise I'd be a proud owner of a football guitar.
I was looking at my screen for a little too long,
yeah,
being like, do I want this Evermore guitar? Like, it's so fucking cool.
It was
but like,
just, it's really cool, but it's like, what the fuck? I don't even play guitar.
No,
like,
no.
This is, it's
I
crazy.
Have no instrumental
I can play Ode to
my
Joy,
body.
And that's literally it.
Yeah.
There's that. There's also, Taylor was nominated for 17 Billboard Music Awards.
17 is crazy.
Just keep on racking them up.
I'm
think
sure
she'll get at least 8 of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure she'll win at least 10.
At least, yeah. Half, we'd say.
Do you think she'll go? Probably not.
Depends on when it is.
Yeah, let me look it up and see where it is. But I feel like she hasn't gone. The Billboard Music Awards are Billboard Music Awards December 12th. So she'll be off tour.
So interesting. Maybe she will day before her birthday. Oh
yeah.
My God. You think
oh,
she'd
day
announce?
Before her birthday.
Would she announce something?
At Billboard? That would be good.
Oh my God.
That would be good.
All right, so we got to keep our eyes out on that.
Keep an eye out for that.
Keep my eye out on that.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then the last thing we can discuss briefly is Wicked, which was
So if you can find me look to the western sky. Has no one told you lately? Everyone deserves a chance to fly.
And if I'm flying so low, at least I'm flying free to all the ground me. Take a message back from me. Tell them how I'm defying gravity.
Oh my God, was it good?
Gia, first of all, I lied to my friends, and I was supposed to see it with my friends, and then we had to reschedule, and I saw it anyway.
Oh yeah,
I was I got to see it. Yeah. Like, I was like, we were planning on seeing it on the weekend. It didn't work out. Like, we were like, we're gonna go this day, we're gonna do this time, and it all kind of started falling apart. And I was like, listen, I can just go by myself. Yeah, and so I'm just gonna go. So I'm really glad I went. Fabulous, so good, transcendent, fabulous. Worth every bit of the like crazy press and like their psycho behavior or whatever makes total sense.
Yeah,
like it just everything. It's amazing. Everything's fantastic. And
the standout to me really was Ariana Grande. Like she was so unbelievable. She captured your attention the entire time. Mm-hmm. She was so funny. That her timing was impeccable. Her singing was phenomenal. Yep. Of course, Cynthia Erivo was. Just about
Cynthia
up there
was,
with
yeah, and I mean, she's one of the best alphabets I've ever seen. Like yeah. she's truly amazing at her character.
Act one is also very Glinda based.
Yes,
so
yes.
Like I do feel like Cynthia will have her time to shine more because you know the Wizard and I. Wow.
The Wizard and I was
so good.
So I saw Fran's video about how you guys wanted to clap. In my theater, everybody clapped after every.
Really?
Yeah, it was fantastic. But it was like, it was classy, it was polite. Like,
yeah,
it was like,
they kind of left a second to clap anyways.
Yes, yes. And so everybody would clap, quick, like just freaking out, whatever. There were a few, no spoilers, but there were a few exciting moments that are unexpected in the movie.
I wanted to clap really bad. We all clapped at the end.
Yeah,
it was so hard.
There's
not
so
to sing.
Many.
Too. Oh my God, especially
so
as a singer.
Sing.
Like, I know, literally was like biting
especially
my...
as singers. right. It's
that's
extremely hard for us not to sing.
I was like literally like biting my like tongue like so hard trying not to sing.
So hard.
But God, was it so
I
good.
I saw from start to finish.
Oh.
Like the minute, first note.
The minute Glinda came down in the bubble.
The beginning too, I loved.
She's
the like
dead.
The like crime scene intro.
Yeah.
Thing.
So
oh, that was
good.
Awesome. It was
so
just,
good.
It's so good. And if you guys
Jonathan
are,
Bailey.
Jonathan Bailey. Ooh,
sexy
life.
Swaying and reeling and always keeping tune. Life is thoughtless. I don't know that word. When you're thoughtless. No. Never look foolish, dancing through life, swaying and reeling.
I don't know all the words to dancing through life, unfortunately.
And always skinny. See that tragically beautiful girl. The one in the chair.
The one in the chair.
Fucking Nessa Rose. God damn.
Dude, Nessa Rose.
Someone had a really funny tweet. They're like, no wonder Nessa Rose is in a wheelchair because she can't stand up for anyone, not even her sister.
No, it's crazy. Like, no backbone on Nessa
no
Rose.
No backbone.
Like, but, well, we, you know, again. It's hard if you have not seen the play.
Yeah.
To kind of like, I don't want to spoil too much or whatever, but, you know, Nessa Rose, maybe not a good girl.
Yeah. No.
But you don't know until Act Two, which I do think is interesting. And another reason why I kind of am on the side of Cynthia and Ariana is that they filmed both movies already.
So
the past 2 years have been nothing but two movies in 2 years.
And it's
biggest
so
movies
emotional.
Of all time, comes out exactly 1 year later. So, they,
yeah.
so the
thank
Friday
God.
Before Thanksgiving next year, same mm-hmm. thing. And thank God, yeah. And it's just, it was fantastic, so good, wonderful. But the reason we're bringing it up in Taylor news is that one of the interviews that Ariana and Cynthia were doing, they brought up the fact that Ariana is now tied as a like number one female artist on the Hot 100 list or mm-hmm. whatever, tied with Taylor Swift. And Ariana and Cynthia both immediately, clapped and then said, good company.
Yep.
Which I love.
And all the fucking Ariana-nators that come mm-hmm. after Taylor Swift every 5 seconds, can you guys shut the fuck up?
Can you shut the fuck up? Like, truly shut the fuck up.
There's clearly no beef.
We could be
just
friends.
Shut up. Yeah.
Like, why can't we be friends? Like,
yeah.
This is, it's crazy. Like, I love Ariana Grande. Like,
love.
What is wrong with, you know, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, love.
Although I will say I don't love. How is Scooter Braun involved in Wicked?
Well, Scooter Braun was her manager.
True, but not anymore.
Yeah, no, not anymore. I think that was just like
a little
support.
Scooter
support.
Was posting.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. But what are you gonna do?
He's such a cloud chaser.
He is a cloud chaser.
But we don't need that to cloud any of it.
Yeah,
I think
but we're putting on
matter.
Our blinders.
Yeah,
for that
putting
one.
Our blinders
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Like, you know, no one ever mentioned him until he posted himself on visiting them on the set.
Yeah, exactly.
So who gives a shit? But regardless, it's a fantastic movie. If you haven't gone out to see it, you got to go see it.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Just,
it's amazing, amazing.
Do it. You know, go with your family or go by yourself. Go with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Go with your guy friends. Like, just do the whole thing. So it's just it's worth going on.
It's
the
a movie that
see.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it's a movie that you leave the theater thinking about. You wake up thinking about the next day.
Yep.
I'm gonna be thinking about this movie like probably till I die.
Same. Literally same. I gotta see it again. Oh, wait,
we should go see Wicked on Broadway.
Yeah, I would love that. I saw kind of recently.
Game Time.
We should.
Yeah.
I saw kind of recently, like maybe 6 months ago, like last. Actually, no, it was like a year ago now. But I'll always go back. Okay. I don't give a fuck. You know, I love a repeat.
Yeah. I just feel like I haven't seen it since maybe I was like 11 or 10.
Oh, no, you
10,
gotta.
So,
you gotta.
Yeah.
It's better than ever.
I need to refresh a little bit. Because there were so many parts. I was reading like the plot summary of the musical just to refresh my memory. And there were so many parts that I forgot about.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I
well,
you,
the overall the big message with like the animals and all that,
totally it, forgot that about the
kinda,
animals.
Forgot about that too. I also think that in the play they kind of, it's obviously like why Elphaba's doing what she's doing to try to like help the animals and help the world or whatever. But you're so focused on Elphaba and
Glinda's relationship
that in the play that like it kind of gets lost in the sauce. But I think the movie did a really good job of like expanding on that and kind of showing. By the way. Snaps
Peter Dinklage. I was
Snaps.
Just about to say.
I had no idea he was in it either.
Fabulous.
No, he's Dr. Dillman.
It's hard to make
the voice of the goat.
Yeah, teacher. It's hard to make like a CGI animal have seem like they have emotions. Like I feel like that was really lacking in the live action of Lion King. It was really hard to like make lions seem like they were sad or happy.
Right.
But I felt like a big emotional connection to Dr. Dillman. Like it was really like
gut wrenching. Turned his projector on and all that shit was there. And then he went when his body like sags, like when the class leaves or whatever. Heartbreaking, like
literally,
it just goes right to what you said about like the animal showing emotion, like that sigh of like
I know,
sadness.
Yeah.
Oh my god, just like really, really good.
Yeah,
really
good.
So
really
worth the hype.
Yeah.
So worth going. Get yourselves out and to see it.
Yeah.
But all right.
On that note. We will be holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity this week, and we hope that you guys are all holding space for that as well.
Yes, we will. Please make sure you're holding space.
And we'll be holding
space. I am in queer media, so if you don't feel, we are in queer media, so if you don't feel like...
We saw a few posts.
You know, we saw a few posts, so that's why, like, don't feel uncomfortable holding space with the lyrics of Defying Gravity. Like,
please
don't. Make sure.
And we always wanted that.
It's what we always wanted.
Yeah, that's what we always wanted.
It's really what we always wanted.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it was happening.
No.
So now that we do.
Yeah, it's always what I wanted.
It's always what we wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We will see you guys
after
Thanksgiving. Have a great holiday with your families and your friends. And just think about what to be thankful for.
Yeah.
And if you can't think of anything, at least we're thankful for Taylor Swift.
We're thankful for you guys.
We're thankful for you.
Yes, and
Very
Taylor
thankful
Swift.
For you. And Taylor Swift.
And Game Time.
Game Time.
All right. Love
see
you guys.
Later.